Hey, welcome back, everyone. Live, living the good life we do here. Heard live coast to coast this morning. Got a great segment coming your way here with Paxton Quigley on cannabis healing. Paxton, good morning.
Well, hello, Adam, and hello to all of our cannabis healing listeners. Listen, I've got a question for our listeners today. All of you out there, have you ever wondered whether the cannabis you may or may not be consuming has been grown under clean and healthy conditions? Do you ever think, are there pesticides used in cannabis cultivation? What kind of water is used for growing the plant? Unfortunately, everybody, the cannabis plant is just like everything else in our food production system. That is to say, not necessarily organic or free from contaminants. So for that reason, states with legal medical and recreational cannabis are starting to require that the plant be tested in a lab. Now, here's a question. Does every one of the 31 states have testing, packaging, and label regulations? I think these are very important questions, which is why we have asked Mike Covington. He's from Hawaii, all the way from Hawaii, to speak with us today. Mike is the CEO of C-Pill Testing Lab, and he is going to talk about the importance of testing cannabis, just like any other product we take into our system. Welcome, Mike. How are you?
Thank you, Paxton. I'm doing great.
Good. Now, I want to ask you, why is it so important to test all cannabis products?
Well, it's important because you want to know what you're putting in your body, especially, you know, now that we have all these states with medical cannabis, right? So it's actually they're going to be using it as a medicine. So if you take a medicine, you want to make sure that it's not going to harm your body, that it's going to actually do beneficial things to your body. And that's one of the most important reasons.
Okay, now you have a laboratory that tests cannabis. What do you test for?
Well, in the state of Hawaii, we have a range of things that we're required to test for. The first one is, of course, potency. You want to know how potent the cannabis that you're using is, you know, and so that entails testing for the different cannabinoids that are present in the cannabis plant. Most people are familiar with THC. That's the one that gets you high, that gives you the head buzz. But there's also other cannabinoids in the cannabis plant that provide healing and beneficial effects for the body. So we test for those so the patient knows exactly the dosage that they're getting. But we also test, like you were discussing at the beginning of the program, for to make sure that the product's clean. And that includes pesticides. That includes biological contamination. As well as heavy metals, and as well as some toxins that are produced from the biological organisms that can grow on the plant.
Okay, so if you find that any of these chemicals are at a certain level, what do you do next then?
So here in the state of Hawaii, like you said, there's some limits. So if the product tests for a contamination level over the state limit, that product has to be destroyed.
And you go ahead and tell the cultivator? How does that work?
Yeah. They have a tracking system where they track the plant from the time they plant it and grow it, harvest it, you know, do the production part to make the product, and then test it. And so everything's quantified, so they know exactly how many plants they grew of whatever we're testing. They know how much was produced. And so when we test it, we upload the results to a cloud-based program that notifies the Department of Health here in Hawaii that the product we were testing didn't pass. And then through that program, the dispensary who produced the product is also notified. And like I said, they have to, well, there is, they can remediate the product. Let's say they grew some flower and the flower didn't pass because it had some yeast and mold on it above the allowed limits. They could take that and turn it into a concentrate and then retest the concentrate, see if the concentrate now passed for those contaminants. So if it does pass, then they can use that product and sell it as medical grade. But if it doesn't pass, then they have to destroy it.
Now, of all the products, the cannabis that you've tested, how many, what's the percentage that fail the first so-called test, would you say?
Yeah, well, it depends. You know, if it's a product that's just coming off people on the street or people that are growing for their own use, a high percentage of that sort of product fails, mostly for yeast and mold because we're in a tropical environment. Right, you have humid, warm air. It's really easy for, you know, yeast and mold to grow on the plant. For the dispensary system, they don't fail as much. You know, they'll have, you know, anywhere from 60 to 80% passing rate. Most of their fails as well are for biological organisms, yeast and mold being the biggest one because it's just, you know, the yeast and mold spores are present in air all over the world. So I mean, you know, if you expose it to air, you have a chance of that contamination. But sometimes they do fail for other contaminants that are byproducts of organisms that are growing on the plant. Like, for example, aspergillus, which is a type of mold. And you've seen it on your bread where you have the purple buzz growing in the corner of your loaf of bread. That's a type of aspergillus, right? And so aspergillus, during its life cycle, produces toxins that are really toxic to humans. Especially people with immunocompromised conditions. And so we do detect that sometimes. And it's just a common organism that grows in a moist tropical environment. So it takes a little bit of skill in making sure that your conditions are just right when you're growing, curing, and storing your product to ensure that you don't get these types of organisms growing and causing contamination.
Okay, now when a consumer goes to a dispensary, on the package is the lab test, is the lab name on it? Is it marked on the package at all?
Yes, the lab name is marked on the package as well as some of the results. Because most of the time, it's a small package, a small label, so they can't put the results for 60 pesticides. So usually what they would do is just put the potency. Your cannabinoids, major cannabinoids, maybe some terpenes they would put in there as a selling point to try to attract business. But usually that's just it. It's just a barcode that identifies, you know, where the product came from to make sure that it was processed and everything was done legally. And then the potency and sometimes terpenes.
Well, it's interesting. When I was out in California, I bought this really fancy chocolate. It cost me $20. It's got 3.5 ounces, and it says cannabis-infused 90 milligrams. Now, that's for the whole big bar. And when I turn it over, now, this is from California. The only thing that I, you know, really see is the product is gluten-free, made with organic chocolate, and it gives the ingredients that there's butter in it. And then, of course, whether there's total fat, total carbs, but nowhere on it, they do have a barcode, but nowhere do they say that this chocolate is lab tested. Now, is that the problem in California?
Yeah, that must just be a California thing. Here in Hawaii, it has to be on the product, and the laboratory that tested it has to be on there as well. And I know that in Colorado, I've been to Colorado and been to some of the dispensaries, their labeling includes a lot of information as well as to being tested and what the test results were.
Now, I assume that if you're buying cannabis on the street, let's say you want to smoke it and you buy it from somebody, whoever that is, that that has not been tested?
Correct. And what people don't realize is that the product, you know, let me back up. When you're growing the cannabis plant, a lot of insects find the plant really good and they want to eat it and live on it. So most of the grow facilities have to do some sort of pest control, right? So if you know you're going to have to test your product, right, you're going to be really careful what type of pesticide that you put on there and when you put them on and make sure that you use some organic based or things that are safe for human consumption. If you're just a guy growing weed that's going to be sold on the street, you really don't have those concerns or limitations. So you can spray chemicals on your plant that it's going to take care of the bugs, but it's going to leave residuals on the plant. And then when you buy it off the street, you're going to ingest it, whether you're smoking it or it's an edible product or something taken orally, you're going to be ingesting all those pesticides.
Yeah, bad things. Now I'm going to play devil's advocate. I just read an article in Forbes magazine that the lab themselves aren't inspected or graded by any state agencies. And basically, customers have no idea whether the products that were tested come from a so-called reputable lab.
Right, and that's correct in some states. Here in Hawaii, we are regulated by the Department of Health and Narcotics Enforcement, and we have yearly inspections. And part of our requirements are that we have to maintain an ISO certification as well, accreditation. And ISO is the International Standards Organization. 17025 is the standard, and that ensures that the laboratory, analytical laboratory, is functioning at a certain level.
I think you've given our listeners so much information, and I appreciate it. And perhaps in the next couple of months, we'd love to have you come back again and maybe give us more information as to what is happening not only in Hawaii, but in the rest of the United States in terms of lab testing.
So absolutely, I'd love to.
Well, great. Thank you so much for being on, and we'll talk to you again. And Adam,
okay,
I wanted to tell you that next week we are going to have somebody from High Times magazine on. High Times is the first magazine. I think it started back in, I don't know, in the early 1970s or something like that. And they were there looking for, you know, marijuana being legalized. So we're going to have him on, somebody from High Times on next week. So
beautiful.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Sounds good to me. Great segment, Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. We'll talk to you next week, Paxton. Great job.
Thank you. Take care.